Next one, a 1.7 Saturday morning huddle and talking Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon with co-head coach Roger Sommerlott. And Roger, happy to be chatting with you for the first time in the season as your team coming off a 32-6 loss at Cherokee last night. First of all, your overall thoughts on the game.
Well, you know, first half, we were down 20-6, but, you know, we really did some good things. We just broke down on about three or four defensive plays, and I had the chance to catch a couple more footballs offensively, and that could have been better. Defense played real well the second half. We gave up 6 points. We had four turnovers, so they had the ball down inside us a lot. They played. We only gave up six with the varsity, and then in the last minute, our JV gave up a big long run to make it 32 for Cherokee. But you know, I just thought we played better, played harder. We've got to figure out some things, some little things to do better, and we've got to figure out how to play some more kids and get rotated that are ready to go with a young football team.
I saw Cherokee's stats have been posted online. I know they do not mind throwing the football, and looks like they had a nice mix of run and pass last night.
Yeah, against our varsity, they had about 140 yards. They had like 80-some yards of their rushing on their last, about the second to the last play of the game when they ran against our JV. But, you know, their quarterback is a good quarterback, and he throws the ball pretty well, but he was able to run the ball, which he had done on film against people, and so he got some really good rushing yards along with some other things. So that, yes, they mixed it up very well. On film, he had just missed some of his open receivers in their first couple football games, and he was able to connect with them probably just a little bit better. But they played well. They've got some big, good linemen up front, which gave us some problems, too.
How did you guys score your only touchdown?
Throwing. Yep. We actually threw the ball a little bit better. We got a sophomore quarterback, and I really felt like Jace improved. You know, and he's got improvement to go, and he wants to do that. And we had a couple drops by probably one would have been a touchdown, and we just got to get everybody on the same page. The kids are trying really hard, and sometimes you try too hard, you know. You just got to make that play and then let it happen. So, you know, Jace doing a nice job at QB. We got to give him a little better protection. They had some really good defensive linemen, and actually last night I thought we gave better protection than we did the first two football games. So, it's just a work in progress, and we just got to keep getting better.
You said a few defensive plays didn't go your way last night. All in all, how do you like the progress of your defense?
Well, you know, it's just it's getting better. We're having a little trouble in the open space. We don't have what you would call great team speed. You know, we have good team speed, and everybody we've played so far has had two or three guys that probably are a little faster than anybody we have on the field. So that's not a bad thing. It's just that you got to learn how to play within who you are and within the system of, you know, what our game plan is for that week. You know, we just got to learn those angles and how you got to play against that speed just a little bit better.
PAC-LM will be home the next 2 weeks, next Friday, taking on MOC Floyd Valley in Pocahontas. Some comments from Indians co-head coach Roger Sommerlott, as again, Cherokee defeating PAC-LM last night 32-6. Appreciate your commentary, Roger, and good luck next week against MOC.
Hey, thanks so much for your coverage, Ryan.